Stephen, going into what possibly could be your seventh win, some of your opposition is dropping the wayside a bit. Any easier, any harder? Do you miss the, are you going to miss the dice with Damon?
Absolutely, of course you'd miss the dice, because you know, there's never a good rally unless you have a dice, and it's always better to keep your concentration, and the likes of Eamon would make you keep your concentration very well. It's a pity, it's a pity. I'm disappointed that Eamon is not here, but what can you do? I mean, he had other commitments or whatever, and the man can't do anything about it, I suppose. But sure, we'll get on with the enjoy Wexford as we always did.
Who do you reckon is going to be the main opposition today?
I'm not being smart, but I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. There's a couple of WRCs behind us, and I suppose they're the people we'll be looking to. But there's a couple of good, quick Group N cars there. PJ McGrath and Noel Redman in their Group N should be fairly lively today as well. Stephen Cullen, a newcomer to rallying in a four-wheel drive Subaru also. So we'll wait and see.
It'll be a case to keep the concentration up for the 2 days?
Yeah, that'd be my problem, though. That's what I would find difficult, because, you know, as I say, to have a dice, you're always keeping your concentration, but if you let your concentration lapse at all, you go off, you know.
It's relatively dry here. It's that little bit misty up towards Enniscorthy. Tyre choice going to be a hard one today?
Wouldn't have a clue. There's 2 hours to go yet, and those stages will dry out. If they got a half an hour, they dry out pretty quickly, you know, and with a WRC like that, you're better off to be on, we say, a cut slick than to be on a kind of a wet tyre if it was drying out, because you'd make more time.